Reading for August 1st, entitled, Let the Holy Spirit Control. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The question of religious liberty needs to be clearly comprehended by our people in more ways than one. With outstretched arms, men are seeking to steady the ark, and the anger of the Lord is kindled against them, because they think that their position entitles them to say what the Lord's servants shall do and what they shall not do. Moses was specially chosen to be the visible leader of the children of Israel. Through long years of discipline, he learned the lesson of humility, and he became a man whom God could teach and guide. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. God trusted him, a daily learner in the school of Christ, with the leadership of the host of Israel. God talked with him face to face, as a man talketh with his friend. He was the meekest of all men. He did not seek to control the Holy Spirit, but was himself controlled by the Spirit. Every man has an individuality of his own, which is not to be submerged in any other human being. The life of each one must be hid with Christ in God. Men are under God's control, not under the control of weak, erring human beings. They are to be left free to be guided by the Holy Spirit, not by the fitful, perverse spirit of unsanctified men. Let God be recognized as the supreme ruler of his heritage. Let every man place himself under his control. Let him be recognized in all our assemblies, in every business meeting, every council, every committee. He sees all that is done and hears all that is said. Thou, God, seest me. Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. Let these words be kept ever in mind. They will be a safeguard against imprudent, passionate speeches, against all desire to domineer. They will repress words that should never be spoken, and resolutions that men have no right to make, resolutions that restrict the liberty of human beings. God calls upon men to act under His supervision, to accept His standard, to take all their decisions and plans to Him for approval. His holiness, His justice, is to keep them from unprincipled actions. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146, verses 5 through 10. Taken from manuscript 51, dated August 1st, 1895, entitled, God to Control His Heritage.